across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Broken the mic.
No, I haven't. The mic's on the cock. It's the mic's on the wonk there. We got a wonk. Because I've got to talk into the bit where the little symbol is. But the little symbol. No.
Here we go again.
But the little symbol isn't at the front. It's at the side. Well, that screws everything up. Good evening, dear listener. It's Friday. I've got a whole week without going nuts and smearing feces on the wall of a studio. That's got to be some kind of record. Talking into the right bit. I don't even know how this is possible. I'm tempted to.
No.
I'm going to unscrew it. I'm unscrewing. There we go. I've twisted. There we go. Fixed it. 0344. No, hang on. I'm not going to give out the number. I will in a second. Turn my computer off because it buzzes. I'm glad that fault has been fixed. The late night alternative with me, Ian Lee. What's your name, lady?
Catherine Boyle.
And you can call in about absolutely anything you want. And tonight, dear listener, I really do urge you to call in because there is absolutely... There is nothing... This is why... I've worked out why this is why Brexit is going on for so long. Because it turns out without Brexit, there's nothing. There's nothing. I've got three stories in the from the papers, right? All from The Sun. One about a bus, one about piranhas, and one about sewers. That's it. Got one story from online, and that's about the weird family with the bowl cuts that kept their kids in prison. I mean, it's not exactly light-hearted, you know, man chops off penis to go viral video kind of fun, is it? It's not fun. So tonight, of all nights, I urge thee, please.
Sorry.
Hey, I'm on telly tonight. I was going to say proper telly, it's button five. But 11 o'clock, 11 o'clock or 11:05, I'm on a TV show with Danny Baker, right? I sing two songs with a band. I sing I'm a Believer by the Monkees. And I sing Africa by Toto. I sing Africa. That was, anyway, that's on at 11. I'm tempted, can we just watch it? Can we just play that out? I don't quite know how the laws work. But surely, if it's me... We can just play that out for an hour. I think that's how it works.
I don't think you own the copyright.
I own the copyright to this little visage. But that's on. What would be great is if you could phone up while the TV show is on and let me know whether it was... Well, I mean, it was worth doing because I got paid very, very, very well. But let's just say, Catherine, you came to the record.
Yeah.
It would be fair to say it was a long old session. It was very, very dry in that studio, wasn't it?
It was a strange vibe.
Very dry, strange vibe.
I mean, I haven't been in a studio audience since Family Fortunes at about 1998.
Okay.
And I know things have changed, but there were people in the audience on their phones.
Yeah, people. Yeah, they were, weren't they? Very strange vibe. Very long record. Took like 3 hours to record. So I'm hoping that they've managed to tighten it up. Beef up the laugh track a little bit. I've got no problems with that. Beef up the laugh track a little bit. And maybe, just maybe, they turned into a winner. But listen, you know me, guys. I can take criticism. If you don't dig it, then just let me know and I can take it. But I'm really hoping that they've... turn the computer on now, Sam. They've beefed up the laugh track. This was the audience as they were leaving. This is how much fun I had. Okay, you can stop the computer now. It's annoying because you know when I'm going to do a sound effect because you'll hear me say to Sam, can you turn the computer on now, please? Okay, 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Let's go to Martin. Good evening, Martin.
Good evening, Ian and Cathy.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello there, Martin.
Can I give my 100% as a working class guy living in Birmingham, right, who's had his property flooded out twice in 6 years, right?
I don't care about your property.
And I do remember last year phoning up about this, like...
I don't care about your property being flooded.
Okay, Can I give out 100% to all these people in London, right?
Yes.
The middle classes, these upper-class people, like, protesting against climate change, like...
Hang on a second. How do you know they're middle class and upper class? Where's your evidence for that?
It's been portrayed, right?
Who is it being portrayed by?
By all the media, like, that. All the
okay, and you believe... They're toffs and lefties, are they?
Yeah.
What media are you getting this from, Martin?
Talk Radio and LBC.
Well, guess what? They might be slightly biased, and Talk Radio and LBC might be talking bollocks. I'm telling you, as the official spokesman for Talk Radio now, that they're not all middle class and toffs, and they're not all lefties. So who are you going to believe? Ghostbusters?
Well, all I believe, like, is when water's come through my property. Like.
I couldn't care less about water coming through your property.
Why not?
Because I don't live in your property, but I do live on this planet, and so do my kids. And so I do care about this planet, and I care about the planet in the future for the kids. These people are brave, noble people. Hey, here's the thing, right?
Yeah?
There's been no violence at these protests.
I'm on their side. What are you on about?
Sorry?
I'm on their side.
Well, then why are you calling them toffs and upper class and lefties, you muppet?
Don't call me a muppet. I told
you. You're a muppet.
Ian, don't you listen to, like, your 2 years, like? I'm sticking up for them, like.
I'm listening to you, and you keep... All I'm hearing is the word like.
They are being portrayed as lefties and all these posh people.
Well, you just... Hang on a minute. Now you're saying they're not lefties and posh people, but that you just... No. Did you just say that they were?
Tell you what. You don't listen.
I listen. You don't speak properly, like.
Yeah, because I'm from Birmingham, and you think I'm a thick man.
I do think you're thick, but not everyone from Birmingham is thick. Well, here's someone from Birmingham who's more intelligent than you. Say hello to Alan.
Number 17 calling in.
Oh, Alan, what about you down Harbin Stores on the quiz the other week?
Excuse me, I'm not bothered about my stores. I've been barbing that pub for the last 5 years.
Alan, you've been cheating on the quiz down Harbin.
I've been barbing the stores for the last 5 years.
Alan, right? You was on the toasty bus the other week, like, and he was shouting and screaming. I remember you from upstairs, like, so hang on, Alan.
Again, but don't you start on me. I was ringing to give in a programme he was going to be on tonight, and you're dragging me off.
Alan, you were cheating on the quizzes going on.
Excuse me, I don't like your attitude, sir. You're giving Birmingham people like me a bad name.
Oh, thank you. You're so snobby, aren't you, Alan?
No, but you're top of the lefty.
Well, maybe Alan Wright, when you're on the 22 bus going into Birmingham, you're always shouting and screaming downstairs.
I can only apologise.
You're top and a lefty, sir.
Alan.
You're top and a lefty.
He's saying
you're
lefty, not lesbian.
Alan, you're so
top and a lefty.
Alan, why is it you were screaming down the
other... Excuse me, you haven't answered my question. I agree to you, sir, that you are top and a lefty.
And you flipping left your beanbags out like remember the beanstalk. You have all your beanbags out.
I have no idea what's going on.
Excuse me, at least I've got a ball to ring up every night.
Let's listen, you're just using
this one call to slag me off.
No, Alan,
Here's the thing,
always...
this is what Birmingham's like. I worked there for 2 years. This is what it's like. Anyway, go, carry on, guys. We're enjoying this.
Anyway, Alan Wright, do you remember, like, with the bin strike, you left
Stop
all your...
Stop saying
Don't get me started on the bin strike.
Bin strike?
Bin. Sorted.
God. You know, like, by me, Bartley Green, like, you left your beanbags out.
No
like.
Idea.
You left his beanbags out.
You're the beanbags.
You're a lefty, sir, and you've never had your bins collected for the last year. You're the one that's probably complained to the council.
Bins
council. I told the council, right. Alan, will you get your facts straight for a start, like? You left all your bloody beanbags out.
Everyone has to leave their beanbags out. Not just me, everyone had to leave their bin bag down. It affected everybody in Birmingham, not just me. So why are you singling me out as the whole representative of Birmingham?
Okay, I think that's enough of Birmingham news. We'll be doing that again every Friday, 10 o'clock, 10:15, Birmingham news.
Is bin bags a euphemism?
I don't know, I've got no idea. I was getting every fifth word. Very micro call there for a national radio station. Thank you for that, gentlemen. That really has set the tone for what I'm sure is going to be a feisty evening. Russ, you'll be next. 0344 499 1000. You wouldn't get that on LBC or BBC WM. This, dear listener, is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Okay, let's try again, shall we? The problem I've got with Extinction Rebellion is, and it's a big problem. It's a big problem. These are the protesters in London, and I got a big problem with them. The problem is their logo sucks. The logo sucks, and it's too big. It's a big green circle. It's too big. It's too big. It was smaller, more discreet, and a better logo. My mate Scott would have done a better logo. Did the logo for my record label, 7A Records, and it's great. So that's my only problem with them. Otherwise, I want to say thank you for considering my children. Thanks very much indeed. Let's go to 03444991000. Let's go to Russ. Good evening, Russ.
Evening, Ian.
Do you remember, Russ, do you remember, Catherine, you'll remember, do you remember Boring Russ that used to phone all the time?
Then
when we called him out, he just started being very, very rude online. But this is interesting, Russ. I like this, Russ. He's a cool guy. I mean, it's always good to spend time in your company, Russ.
Hopefully I can prove that. But anyway, you were on about a programme that you made with Danny Baker, but Sam's already told me it's going to be on at 11 o'clock.
It's going to be on at 11 o'clock on button 5 on your television sets, channel 5.
Button
number 5 and you will see me singing Africa by Toto and generally acting the giddy goat.
Don't like that track at all.
Oh, well, do you like I'm a Believer by the Monkees?
Of course.
Then you will enjoy 50% of the songs I perform.
How many do you do?
You do the math. Here's the thing.
Only two.
They asked me, they said, right, Ian, everyone's going to be singing a song. Do you fancy doing it? You don't have to. And I went, oh, yeah, I'd love to. Oh, I'd love, everyone's going to be doing it. Yeah, yeah. I said, I'd love to.
But what's the billing of the programme, Ian?
What's the what?
How's it billed? How's it billed in the Radio Times or whatever?
It's Celebrity Party Time. Is it called Celebrity
Party? No, Game Night.
Celebrity Game Night.
Anyone else on it besides you and Danny?
It's just me and Danny Baker just playing a game of chess.
Who wins?
I'm not gonna spoil
sport.
That.
Sport wins.
No spoilers here.
There's no spoilers here, Russ. Well, I hope you take that or take. I don't care what you do. Go and live your life. Be young. Be free, young man.
Is it an hour long program or half an hour or how long does it last?
It's an hour long program.
Including adverts.
Okay, Russ, yes, that's how television works. Thank you very much indeed. Dear God. Dear God. Really was. Hey, guys, if you're going to tweet me insults, Jamadef, use a real photo. Don't use a stock image photo, guys. Jamadef says, sorry, mate, but you really have been taken in by these morons. I don't think he's talking about you and Sam, Catherine. If you truly worry about your kids, then ensure they never grow up into idiots like the ones protesting. Egotistical narcissists who want to appear woke as possible to the public. Leftist morons. And he sent me another one where he called me a bellend.
I was going to say, what have you done today to make you feel proud? And there it is.
Thank you for that, man. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Here's the thing. I genuinely thank those people for going out and, trying to raise awareness. Is it going to achieve anything? Probably not. Probably not. Nothing changes. But good for them. Good for them doing it in a peaceful way. Good for them having a party. Hey, listen, here's the thing. You know London? It belongs to you. It belongs to me. It belongs to us. If we want to go and do samba dancing on Oxford Street, we'll go and do samba dancing on Oxford Street.
If I want to wear tie-dye on a weekday, I will.
Exactly. You can't tell us. And also, here's the thing. Leftist doesn't work as an insult to me. Bellend. Speaking of bellends, I was listening to George Galloway early on. That's not what I'm talking about. Computer on, please. Did anyone else hear this? This was a guest on George Galloway's show. Let me put my headies on so I can have a listen to this.
Now, there's a big summit coming up next week. Tell us about it.
Well, this is a Bellend Road.
That's what the guy's saying, isn't he? The guy is saying Bellend Road.
Now, there's a big summit coming up next week. Tell us about it.
Well, this is a Bellend Road.
I mean, come on, man. Computer off. That's outrageous behaviour, isn't it? Honestly, very, very little material for tonight's show. I think it's a full moon tonight.
Yes, it was very close to that last night.
It was a pink moon yesterday, which is the name of a Nick Drake album. It was pink moon. But I believe tonight is the full moon, so we should be getting the weirdest of the weird.
Mm.
We should be. But with very little for us to talk about. By the way, it's great to have you back.
Yes.
You were missed yesterday.
Good.
How was it? You were interring.
Yes.
Not interment.
Interring.
Interment.
Interment.
Interment, not internment. That means
no.
Like...
Tear is in earth.
Okay, right. You're sending your grandmother... I'm not making light of it. A little bit.
I'm putting her in with my granddad.
Putting her in with your granddad. How was that? Was that all right? Her ashes, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if not, she was very, very small at the end.
Well, you do shrink the older...
She was tiny. It was really sad the way she went after 93 years of being... generally hilarious and often unintentionally.
How many people said to you, she had a good innings? I hate that phrase. Because, first of all, I don't like cricket. Secondly, you're saying they were right to die then. Yeah. They've overstayed their welcome, have they? All right, fine. Thanks a lot. Get stuffed. Anyone says they had good innings, I'm going to punch them in the nose.
I don't think anyone did because the demise was so quick and so shocking and so sudden. She had cancer and didn't realise it. And as soon as she knew about it, it was like someone had given her permission, permission to die, please, sir.
That was it, yeah.
It's been a year. She died on the 1st of April last year. There's been a lot of sort of legal wranglings and stuff that meant we couldn't do it before. Not because there was any sort of suspicion about how she went or anything, but just the way, the solicitor and all that kind of stuff. Generally, it would have been worse, I think, if we hadn't had kind of a lot of... hilarious family stuff going on just before and we were waiting for my auntie to turn up. They'd gone the long way and got lost in a kind of hilarious fashion, all that sort of stuff. So the actual sad bit was only 5-10 minutes. And then we all went and had something to eat together and it was nice.
Life, isn't it? Circle of life, that's it.
And
the best we can hope for.
And actually, that's what happens if you win and you've got your family around you. And there was a moment where we'd arrived there a little bit early and my youngest didn't want to get out of the car and join in, and that's fine. So she sat in the car and waited. As I say, it was only lasted 5 minutes. But there was a moment we got there before everybody else. My dad turned up and he and my nephew had a little look because my dad hadn't seen the headstone finished. Obviously, his dad's been there for 30-odd years. And they'd left a space for Grandma's name, and so Grandma's name was there. And I saw my dad wander over there with his tiny little, my nephew is only 4. And it was just this little moment. And I thought, but you know what? That's the legacy, there's your son and your great-grandson there.
Yeah.
And we've all come to say goodbye to you, that's kind of winning. But bless him.
Well done for getting through it.
It's the last thing you can do for someone, isn't it?
Yeah.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Okie dokie. So, 03444991000 is the telephone number. Oh, by the way, my most successful... I did 2 Twitch streams today, twitch.tv/IanLee. My 2 most successful streams I've ever done, and I wasn't really playing games. The first one, I was trying to get my Dreamcast set up so I could stream it. It took me an hour and a half. I got it set up so I could stream it. I was playing Virtua Tennis. Some game. Man alive, it's some game. The second stream, and I was getting... 80 to 95 viewers. I had more subscriptions than I've ever had. About 10 subscriptions. This was great. It's all, and I think it's partly because I've changed the settings. I've made it all family friendly now. You can put your kids in front of it. It's going to be fine. I spent 20 minutes. It's on Twitch. So it's this website where you stream video games, and you can sense a word. So I spent 10 minutes going through the settings, typing in the most offensive, foul-mouthed, racist, homophobic words I could find so that they would all be blocked. Couple got through. Shite got through. Didn't think of shite. Or arse. So I'll add those. But it's a family-friendly environment. It's going to be primarily retro games. And the second stream was supposed to be playing Tomb Raider, The Last Revelation or something, but it turns out that game is unplayable. So instead, it was an hour of me trying to work out how to download games and burn them onto CDs, which you can do with the Dreamcast and play them. It sounds illegal. I've got a loophole. So I was doing that. So thank you to everyone who joined me. We're going to be doing more of those, a lot more of those. And here's the fun thing. At some point in the next 2 weeks, I've just bought something from Hong Kong for £65. At some point in the next 2 weeks, there's going to be a live stream of me opening up my Dreamcast, taking the disc drive out, taking the CD reader out, putting in a flash drive, and then shed loads of games on a flash card, putting it in and playing it. Playing it. That is coming soon. And you're going to be able, there's going to be a live stream of me taking the Dreamcast apart and removing the CD reader. What could possibly go wrong? It's where the action is. 90 people were watching me today. 90 people. Catherine, are you hot?
No.
Okay. Don't say anything then. We're waiting. I'm waiting for Catherine to get hot.
I'm getting warmer.
Okay. She's warming up. So thank you everyone that came and joined that stream today. Twitch.tv/IanLee. If you want to come, you can join. If you've got Amazon Prime, you can link your Amazon Prime with your Twitch for free. You can subscribe to me every month for free. I get a few quid and it'll go towards more outrageous games for the Dreamcast and retro games. Guys, we're going to do something very, very special. Was it a 5 minute frenzy?
It's a 5 minute flurry, my friend.
5 minute flurry. Membership cards. You want them? You got 5 minutes starting in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0344, 499 1000. Calls straight to air. For the next 5 minutes, you can phone up, give us an interesting fact, and claim your membership card. Big stars have got these cards. Annie has got card number 3, and she was in the Han Solo movie. Tomorrow, I'm meeting Mr. Shane Ritchie. Me and my boys are meeting Mr. Shane Ritchie. Mr. Shane Ritchie's getting a membership card. If you want one, they're owned by celebrities. You can get one now. All you have to do is call 0344... 499-1000. That's the telephone number. Call. We need an interesting fact. Give us an interesting fact and you will get a unique membership card signed by myself and Catherine with a number on. Oh, by the way, it's only 4 minutes now. By the way, that piece of trash that's selling it on eBay for £10,000, have you got the balls to call in? Have you got the balls to call in, you piece of trash? I want to talk to you. Okay, the lines have gone mental. So let's go to... Pick a line at random, Catherine, between 1 and 10.
Line 9.
Let's go to line 9. Line 9, you're live on Talk Radio.
Hi there. My interesting fact for you is, did you know that 3% of the polar ice pack is penguin poo?
Is But 3% of a polar iceberg is penguin poo?
She said ice pack.
No, penguin pee.
Penguin pee. That is fantastic. Yeah. That's an interesting fact. What is your name?
My name is June.
And what number is June, Catherine?
31.
31, June. Stay there. You're going to speak to Sam. He's going to take your name and number and your address, not your number, your address, and we're going to send you that out. Let's go to line 7. Good evening, line 7.
Hello, is that Ian?
Yes, it is, Line 7. You're live on the wireless. Would you like a membership card?
I would love a membership card, please.
We need an interesting fact from you.
Right, an interesting fact is you should never have bought Sims 4. You should have gone with Sims 3.
I don't get the Sims. My boy was playing
it.
I don't get it. Why should I have got Sims 3 and not Sims 4?
Sims 3, you can do a lot more in the world. You don't have to keep loading screens to go somewhere else.
All right, yes.
So that's a big bonus.
Yes.
And you can travel to different countries, China, France.
Right, now she tells me. What's your name?
Lisa.
Lisa, you are number 32. Lisa, stay there. You're going to talk to Sam. He's going to take your name and address, and we're going to send this out. There's only 2 minutes left, guys, of the 5 minute flurry. 0344 499 1000. June has gone. That leaves a line free. Let's go. Pick a line between 1 and 10.
4.
Number 4. Line 4. You're on the wireless.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Catherine.
Hello.
Hello, line 4.
My interesting fact is Hercules calling, and my interesting fact is Wine originated from Georgia 9,000 years ago.
Wine?
Wine, yes.
Came from Georgia 9,000 years ago?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, I love it. I'm having it. I don't know if this is true or not, but it's an interesting fact. Hercules, fantastic. What number is Hercules?
33.
You're 33, Hercules. Stay on the line. You'll speak to Sam. He'll take your address. We'll get it sent out to you next week. Let's go to line number 6. Good evening, line 6.
Good evening, Ian.
Turn your radio off. There are only 65 seconds left.
It's up. It's off.
Right, what's your interesting fact?
I'm having a bionic eye in Moorfields Hospital in London.
You're having a what?
A chip put in my eye.
Doing what? Speak clearly, man. You're blind, not...
Putting a chip in my eye.
Well, why don't you put a fish finger in your eye? What are you talking? What good is that going to do? Ooh, never heard that laugh. Are they going to cure your blindness?
That's what they're going to try.
Shut the front door, really?
Honestly, yeah, Moorfield. It's in London.
I know where Moorfields is, mate.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was supposed to go there last year, but it's this new chip.
Okay, so they're going to put a chip in your eye and they're going to cure your blindness.
Troy, it just sends a signal to your optic nerve or something.
Okay. Now you're just saying words. All right, do you know what? We are going to have that... Catherine, what number is Manny?
Manny is number 34.
Manny, stay there. Nine. What are you doing?
Seven.
You're going to give your details to Sam. He is going to take your address, and we're going to send you one next week. Let's go to line 9. Line 9. We're out of time. We're out of time. Line 9. The five minutes is up. Who is this caller?
It's Julie.
Julie, I am so sorry. Manny was banging on about you know how blind people do. He was just banging on about it. We know you're blind, man. Get over it. We have. And he I'm afraid because of his tedious.
Honestly, that Manny. Jeez.
The tedious story. Manny, oh, Manny. You do not get one this time, Julie, but we will be doing more five-minute flurries over the coming years. So make sure you keep listening.
Perfect.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. There we go. Here's the thing. I'm glad she didn't get one. She hasn't phoned us for about 2 years. Oh, she'll text and tweet Martin Kellner when Kellner's on. I listen on the way home. Oh, Martin, I haven't phoned us for 2 years until there's a sniff of a freebie.
Oh, yeah.
Until there's a sniff. That's it. It's over. The five-minute frenzy is over. 03444991000 if you want to give us a call. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
03444991000. Call straight to air. It's a bank holiday Monday and we like to try and mix things up a little bit. It's just me at the moment. I'm not quite sure where Catherine has got to. Do give us a call about absolutely anything you want. Heavy, light, silly, dumb. Whatever you want, really. You'd be very, very welcome to call us. Here's a question. 03, I should give out the number, shouldn't I, really? 03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You'd be very, very welcome. So it's just me at the moment. No idea where Catherine has got to. Here's a question from my 9-year-old boy, right? He's asking some really good questions at the moment, some top-notch A1 questions at the moment. And this is a good one. Why don't adults cry as much as kids do when they hurt themselves? That's a good question. And I went, ooh. I said, I'm not totally sure. Maybe adults are just more used to pain. Or maybe we register pain slightly differently. But I don't know. So if anyone's... And I said I'd ask it on the radio. Sorry?
Hello? Hi, it's me, Stu.
Okay, welcome. It's me, Ian. You haven't seen Kath, have you?
Can't say I have, mate, but just a quick thing.
Yep.
You said you had a migraine earlier.
Yes. Oh, God, I mean, I must tell that story before the day is done. Otherwise, I get another one.
Well, just a quick one, I'll let you crack on.
Yeah.
Next time you feel a migraine coming on,
yes.
Eat something pickled.
Oh, I've got a jar of pickled eggs.
Onion.
Yeah, pickled eggs, pickled onions.
Why? Why does that? How does that help?
Vinegar. Well, I was told that by my best friend's dad, who was a doctor. He's passed away now, but he's a doctor.
Yes, Dr. Shipman.
And, and he says like vinegar and that is the natural enemy of the migraine.
Wow. Okay.
And like, when I've had migraines, yeah. I've always done it. And, all right.
Vinegar really is the natural enemy of the migraine. Wow, I'm having it. I'm in. All right, nice one, Stu. Cool. Thank you, mate.
No worries.
I'm going to have a pickled egg tonight before I go to bed, just to stave it off. Hello, line two. You've not seen Catherine, have you? Hello? Hello, line two. Turn your radio off, please. Hello? Hello? Jeez. Hello, caller? I mean, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this. Hello, caller? Maybe Catherine's been kidnapped by this guy. Hello? If you can hear me, if you're holding your phone, just say hello now. What am I supposed to do? You coughing, the coughing guy. I can hear you coughing. Okay, I'm going to let you go. Right, fine. Absolutely incredible scenes. Let's try line one. Line one, you've not seen Catherine, have you?
No, not at all, no.
Okay. Okay, okay. All right.
Well. I was just calling about your CD burning problem.
Yes.
Yeah. I think I've been doing some research. I think this should work. I know you've got your laser pointer. Have you tried burning it manually using that?
You want to slap? Yeah.
It's going to be fiddly, but right. I think you want to slap.
Is this Pete?
It is.
Hi, Pete. Did you get your did we give you a membership card?
No.
Yeah, lifetime ban. Lifetime. No, you're not getting one. Lifetime ban, mate. You're never getting one.
Oh.
Never getting one.
Not even if I buy a hoodie.
No. If you buy clothes, you're going to ask membership cards. So no, you are on the SH1T list. You're never getting a membership card. You're always going to
save me 30 quid.
The idiot. Where's Kath? Where on earth is Catherine? Where is she? What's going on? We seem to have lost her. Here's the thing, Catherine. Don't tweet from my Twitter account when yours is open in front of me as well, buddy. All right, buddy bing, buddy bong. 03-44-499-1000 is the telephone number. We are taking calls straight to air. If anybody has seen Catherine and knows where she is, please, for the love of all that is holy. I'm starting to get worried about my buddy now. I'm starting to get worried about my good friend. In fact, this is what we'll do for the next few minutes. Can you just have a look out your window, under your bed, dear listener, in your cupboard, in the back of the car? Stay there, Sam. Stay there, Sam. Sam is very keen for some reason to get up. Leave the studio. You can't leave me unattended. I might have another breakdown. And if that happens when you're not here, you get the sack, mate. Because I'm local. Gonna melt that one. Just have a look, guys, if you wouldn't mind, the back of your car, just wherever you are, could you phone up and let me know if you can see Catherine, please? 03-44-499-1000 if you can. That would be really, really helpful. I'm just happy to sit here and wait because I'm actually seriously getting worried about my buddy, because she never disappears like this. Never. And there's some really weird messages popping up on her Twitter feed. I don't know what's going on. So if anybody has seen her, 03444991000. Someone said, have you Googled where is Kath? All right. Let's try this one. Hello, line one. You're on the wireless. Have you seen Catherine? Hello, Kath. Is that Catherine? Hello? Hello, caller? Right. I'm starting to get freaked out now like crazy. Where the hell is she? What is going on with these strange calls? You stay there, Sam. It's all right, mate.
Hello?
Hello, line two. Have you seen Catherine?
Yeah, she's gone to Mackie D's to get you a McDonald's.
She's gone to get me a Mackie D's? This is... I could murder a Mackie D's. I could murder a Mackie D's right now.
I bet you could, mate.
I'm sorry. But if she doesn't get me one now, I'm getting... What's my favourite? I like the signature barbecue burger. Signature barbecue burger.
Don't you like them chicken burgers, huh?
I like the spicy chicken wrap. Too hot though, burns your mouth. Right. Hot.
A bit hot.
But you haven't seen Kath though.
No.
Okay, let's try line two. Line two, have you seen Catherine?
Yeah, I've just seen her.
Okay, where?
Well, she's dashed past the house. I was literally looking out the front window.
Yeah.
And she just ran straight past. And she's disappeared now.
She's what? She's escaped?
Well, no, she's disappeared. I didn't follow her. She ran past the house.
She's on the estate or she's dead?
No, she ran through the estate.
She's ran through the estate. Okay, so she's somewhere on an estate. Guys... I'm getting so worried. Line three, have you seen my good buddy, who I would do anything for, Catherine?
No, I don't worry, mate. She probably just creeping one out.
Oh, that is disgusting. That is outrageous, and we will not have any language like that about a good friend of mine. Oh, man, I'm getting really, really worried. I'm getting really worried about her. Let's try line one. Have you seen Catherine?
Nobody cares where she is.
Beg your pardon? I care. I care about Catherine. She's a good friend of mine. She stood by me through thick and thin. And I care about her. I would do anything. I would do anything for that woman. And she's gone. And I'm worried. Let's try line four. Line four, have you seen Catherine?
No.
Okay, thank you. Here's the thing. It goes back to what we were saying earlier, right? You don't have... If you don't know the answer, you don't have to say anything. You can't... Keeping quiet is definitely an option. Keeping quiet is an option. If you don't know the answer, you don't actually have to say anything. Okay, so, but thank you, but no thank you. I'm genuinely, this is freaky shiz. 03444991000, have you seen my good friend Catherine Boyle? Hello, line five.
Nobody cares where she is.
Yeah, well, okay, but that sounds like a kidnap. To me, we kidnap though. We have your friend, but nobody cares. Okay, I'm not coming out into that room because I suspect that she's going to be doing a big woo as I come out. I'm not coming out into that room. I'm not doing it. Let me have a look through that glass.
No, she's not in here.
Well, where is she?
I don't know. I couldn't find her.
We've lost her. Well, okay, that's fine. Let's try this person. Maybe they know. Hello, line one. Have you seen Catherine?
No, I think I've seen her again, yes.
Oh, yeah, go on.
No, there's a lamppost at the end of my road. I think she's hanging off that now.
She's hanging off the lamp, what, doing acrobatics?
One day she's just dangling there.
Well, that's not very pleasant. Come on, mate. That's not very pleasant. That's an unpleasant thing. Okay, well, if tonight's show is dedicated to Catherine, who got lost. I don't think this has ever happened. I don't think this has ever happened before, but we've lost Catherine. Okay, fine. Well, we carry on the show in her honour, in her memory. It's a bit like that fella from the Manix. You know the guy, the bass player from the Manix Street Preachers, the pop band, the socialist Marxist pop band. Well, tonight's show, the rest of the show will be held in Catherine's honour, and I just hope that wherever she is, she's warm and she's comfortable and she's fed, and that she's. We're thinking of you, Catherine. We're thinking of you, KB, Catherine Boyle, who disappeared. This is one for Howard Hughes. We need to get Howard Hughes on to sort this out, to investigate this with one of his idiot guests. I don't think a producer stroke co-presenter has ever disappeared during a show before. This is a first. 03444991000. We carry on the show in a slightly reverential tone as we remember our good friend Catherine Boyle, who disappeared tonight.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Okay. I'm gonna do something I never thought I would do. I'm gonna phone Catherine up. This is awful. I'm so worried about her. So concerned. Let's ring her. Oh God, I hope she's okay. I miss my buddy. Oh, please pick up. Please pick up. Please pick up. Please pick up, Catherine. Picked up. Hello. Who is this? What have you done with my best friend, Catherine?
I'll never see her again.
You better give her back straight away. Although, never see her again. Oh, do you know what? I can work with that. All right, well, the rest of the tonight show is a tribute to Catherine Boyle, who we lost approximately midnight on Bank Holiday Monday, Bank Holiday Tuesday. Let's go to line one. Line one, you're on the wireless. We didn't hear what you said because I was talking. Oh, jeez. Okay, that's horrendous. Let's go to line two. Line two, you're live on tonight's special tribute to Catherine.
Yes, I am live. Yes, hello, Ian. How are you? Have you found her yet?
No, we don't. We think we've lost her, and I'm just coming to terms with it.
You just go through that door under the desk. Have you looked there?
Have I looked where? Sorry.
Under the desk.
I've looked. I've looked behind the glass under the desk. Yeah, of course I've looked. First place I checked. Is that my first rodeo, cowboy? That's the first place I checked. I'm so sorry. It's a really emotional time for me.
That's all right.
Sorry,
that's
it's such right. an emotional time. Terry Bartlett
says...
I'm just coming up with ideas. Okay, well, Terry has just tweeted me. Hi, Ian. Kath has probably gone to the toilet. I'm sure she'll come back soon, so no worries, mate. Listen, no one needs to go to the toilet for 19 minutes. No one.
Yeah.
No one need go to the toilet for 19 minutes.
I don't know, man. My brother takes like 2 hours on that thing.
No.
I don't know.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
He's got a phone as well. He's just in there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, man.
We'll say goodnight then. Thank you very much. Let's go to line three. Line three, you're on the wireless.
Mr. Lee, is that Mr. Lee?
Yes, this is Mr. Lee, yes.
Mr. Lee, if you want to see her again, you've got two things you've got to do.
Okay, fine. Let's hear them first, and then we'll consider it.
Nigel from Maidstone must open every show for 2 weeks singing Carrick Fergus.
Okay.
On number two.
Yes.
Number two. Rainbow George is your co-host for 2 weeks.
Do you know what? I think we're going to let Kath pass in that case. I think it's probably good for me, actually, to do the show on my own for a bit. Probably good for me. Which is what I need at the moment, actually. Let's try line three. Line three, you're on the wireless.
Hello.
Hello, line three.
I know you lost Catherine.
Yeah.
But well, can you please get to the end of this story about your migraine? I've been waiting 2.5 hours.
Okay, well, actually, you've been waiting 2 hours and 15 minutes. No one likes a liar.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hello, line three.
A girl you call Catherine is no one now. Valar Morghulis.
Okay, literally didn't get any of that, but thanks so much indeed for taking the time to, yeah, sure. Line four?
I know where she is.
Do you know what? Actually, I'm not that bothered anymore.
Well, can I tell you anyway?
Yeah, go on.
She's having a big poo.
Oh, come on, guys. Who is this? Line five.
In tribute to Catherine, because you're such a wicked singer, will you sing It's a Football Match?
It's not actually what it's called. You get the correct title, I'll sing it for you.
It's Here Come the Blues?
No.
He scored a goal.
No. Go get the name right. Let's try line two. Hello, line two.
Hi, Ian. It's Paul in Canada.
Hello, Paul in Canada. Welcome to this special tribute to our fallen friend. I can't remember her name. My mind's gone blank.
Kelly Boyle.
Kelly Boyle, that's it. Kelly O'Boyle.
I just had a thought. You might not remember this, but I think it was on New Year's Eve, not the one gone, but the one before.
Right.
You came into contact with your future self.
I was a bit trashed. I don't know if I remember it. Well, a little bit wasted.
The records are there. They're there to show.
Yep.
I'm just wondering if a similar sort of thing has happened here. What if Kath has been taken by a future self or a past self?
Oh, it wasn't on... I don't think it was on New Year's Eve, but I know exactly to which you refer. That is canon. There is a sequel to that coming at some point. It's possible. It definitely is... it definitely is possible, and God, I'm sorry. I don't actually care anymore. You know, I think we should move on from this. There's no point in wallowing in the past. Let's move on. Let's embrace the future. Let's just take this to the next level. Oh, hello. Sounds like someone's not watching a porno. They're making a porno. Okay, that was lovely. Thank you very much for that. Let's try line three. We will get to the migraine story in a minute, I promise. Hello, line three.
Hello, you all right?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello, you're live on Talk Radio.
I've been seeing Gary Snokes since I was a kid.
I can't... He's very, very muffled.
I've been drinking goat's milk since I was a kid.
You've been drinking goat's milk since you were a kid?
Yeah. It's good for you.
It's good for you. I'm waiting for a punchline.
That's it. I've been drinking goat's milk since I was a kid.
You've been drinking goat's milk?
And I've been beefing up a dog as well.
And you've been beefing up a dog?
I've been feeling like a dog.
You've been feeling like a dog?
Yeah.
Okay, and sorry, can I ask you a question?
Since I was a kid.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why are you telling me this, you fruitcake? What makes you think I'd be interested in this, you weirdo? You deviant. Line one, you're on the wireless.
For the night is dark and full of bollocks.
Enjoyed that. Okay. 03444991000. Did we do the quarter past break? We did. Okay, fine. Well, that means I've got to fill. So, here, at last, an hour and 20 minutes after it started. Here's the migraine. 2 hours and 20 minutes after it started. Here is... Oh, jeez. Will you stop calling in for 5 minutes? Yes, line five.
Simon D. Simon Carlin.
Okay, yeah. Line six.
Exterminate. Exterminate.
Okay, thank you. Let's try calling Kath again. I'm getting very... Just to let you know, I've really thought about what you said, and you can keep her. Okay, that didn't go down well. Now you know what I feel like every single day of my life. Every single day of my life. Okay. And what is Mike Graham tweeting about tonight? Let's try line seven. You're on the wireless. You're on the air. You're on the air. Turn your radio off.
Hello. Hello, can you hear me?
Yep, but not for much longer.
Why is that?
Because I'm about to cut you off. So, last night, 12:30, I fell asleep listening to this woman on Howard Hughes' show, and I had a headache. Then I woke up at 2, and I had a migraine. Full-blown migraine. Agony. Absolute agony. It's not a headache. Here's the thing. A migraine is not a bad headache. It's something completely different. Hello, line one.
Hello, is that Ian?
Yes, line one, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was on to you last week. It's Joey from Birkenhead here. I'm going to switch your radio. Your show is an absolute embarrassment. And how are you getting paid that haven't been kicked off? I don't know.
When did we speak last week?
Listen, we spoke last week when I asked you if you remember me from school, and I told you you were the Lollipop Man. Well, I insulted Lollipop Man because your show is an absolute load of nonsense, mate.
What's the complaint? You've described it perfectly. It's a load of nonsense. When I'm speaking, the way the limiters work, when I'm speaking, they can't hear you. You've described the show as a load of nonsense, which I take as a great compliment. What's your complaint about the show?
Well, have you ever listened to yourself?
No.
Wonder that girl's left their station.
Okay, have you seen her?
Listen.
Who sang that? Who sang that?
Can I speak now?
I'll decide when you can speak.
You can speak
because you got the question right.
Okay.
Where you go, Jojo?
Okay, well, you made a futile excuse.
Oh no, I pressed the cut off button instead of the listen button. Sorry. Give us a call again, Jojo. Yes, line two. I don't want to see your penis, no. I don't want to see your penis, but thank you so much for the offer of seeing your penis. But I'm going to refuse that offer. And that's the way it should be done, guys and girls. It should be offered, and if it's declined, then you don't show the penis. This is what I've learned. Yes, line one.
Night gathers, and now my wife begins.
Oh, dirty boy. I think he said what I think he said. So I had this... I woke up at... I want to tell this story. Yes, line one.
Jojo, what does he want? He's not paying for the radio, is he?
No, he's not.
A load of nonsense.
But does he expect it to be good? It's not going to be good. Of course it's going to be rubbish.
Well, phone him back up.
No, I don't want to.
Phone him up.
No, you phone him up.
I'm sure he's paid 30 or 40 quid to see a stand-up comic or something. And if you think, that's just a load of nonsense, isn't it? This is a great show.
But I don't want
Brexit and all that. No. That's why, you know, it's enjoyable.
All right, thank you very much. I take the show being described as a load of nonsense as one of the greatest compliments you could play me. Play me and pay me. Yes, line two.
She's up your bum.
Shove what up my bum, sir? Shove what up my bum, sir? 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 He's gone. Shove it up my bum? What is it? Line three, you're on the wireless.
Goodbye, my love. My tears will fall now that you're gone. I can't help but cry. But I must go.
Okay, line two, you're on the wireless. Hello?
Sorry. Hello?
Yes? You're on the air.
Cool.
Yeah. This is it. This is not a rehearsal. This is it. This is actually happening now. We're doing this.
Oh, I'm really impressed.
Sorry, I had the radio on.
Okay. Well, you're on. You had the radio on. Now you're on the radio. What can we do for you?
I'd like to talk to Ian Lee.
You're speaking to Ian Lee. Hence me saying you're on the radio.
Really?
Really.
Here you go. Hey ho. What were we going to say? Oh yeah. Before you tell your punchline for your headache, which is not a headache, migraine, there's a cure for a migraine. It's dead easy.
Yeah, I bet it don't work. I bet I've tried it, and I bet it don't work.
Take a claw hammer and hit yourself on the toe.
Thank you very much indeed. Let's go to line three. You're on the wireless.
What has Kath got in common with the Jeremy Kyle show trail? They've both disappeared.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. But okay, well, let's do a trail for a show, and then we'll come back and we'll do the migraine thing.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Okay, 03444991000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call. Calls are going straight to air tonight. We lost Catherine, and I'm actually taking it a lot better than I thought I would. I thought I'd be devastated, but actually I'm all right. I think it's going to be all right, guys. People phoning up being vile and vulgar, there's no need for that. We are better than that. So it's not really much of a story. So I had a migraine. Hang on a second. I've just got to just try. Let me just try Catherine's number one more time. One more time. Just you never know. You never know. If Catherine is still alive, I would like her back.
Say, you're a dick and she's the best.
All right. You're a dick. Okay. Suspect she'll be back any minute now. So I had a migraine. Woke up at 2 o'clock with a full-blown migraine, and it's agony. Yeah, I get it. It's like above the right eye, and it's also... If you were to draw a diagonal line above the right eye down, coming out through the neck, it's in those two points. My whole body was in agony. I had no pills, Nurofen, Anadin. I had nothing. So I'm lying there, and I just couldn't sleep. So then I got up. I'm wide awake, in agony. I got up at 4:30, 2.5 hours of this, and I went down to the freezer and got some ice and put it in a flannel and put that on my eye. And that gave me some relief, but not a lot. Then I fell asleep at about 5:30 to 6:15. So I got 45 minutes sleep, and that was it. And now I'm just in agony and dying. I thought I was going to throw up and I didn't. And it's throwing up when you've got a migraine is awful because it makes the headache worse. Oh, it's awful. And I'm supposed to be doing a photo shoot today with Kath for the rabbit hole. And the weather was perfect. And we can do it. And finally started feeling a bit better around about 11. I had an hour where I felt better and fine, and then at about 12 I got really bad headache again, and it's just the whole day has been woozy and headachey and my eyes hurt. And oh man, hello line one, you're on the wireless.
I'm feeling a bit better around about 11.
Turn your radio off. It's so simple. Yes, hello. Could you turn your radio off, please?
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, you will be.
Sorry, no, Ian, I phoned you up today and I was swearing out. I'm really sorry about that.
That's okay. I bet we get a swear tonight. I think that's just the way it goes.
No, I'm not going to swear tonight. I promise you.
Okay.
I go a bit wild now and then.
What, you want to be? You had some Tamazepam?
Mitazepine.
Yeah, because you sound wasted, man.
Yeah, and wasted on me tablets.
Okay.
Sorry about
why don't you go to bed, man? Stop fighting it. Relax. Give in to it. Let sleep wash over you. Get some rest.
Because I can't sleep.
Okay. Well, because you maybe sitting up making phone calls ain't the way forward. Go and meditate. Go and listen to the sea. Find a YouTube channel. Listen to the sea.
I listen to Gregorian chant.
Okay, right.
You know that, Ian?
Yeah, I know Gregorian chants. Yeah.
I've got loads of that on tapes.
Okay.
I love it.
Well, listen to a little bit
relaxes
of that. You need to chill out, man, because you sound awful.
Well, it sounds awful because I'm off my case after that.
Okay, well, stop being off your case, man, because it ain't good for you. And the thing is...
I apologise.
You've apologised. And this is why I don't like talking to drunk or stoned people, because they repeat the same thing over and over again. You've apologised, it's fine. Let's move on.
Okay. I'm sorry about that.
There you go! It's fine, dude. Let it go. It's not a problem. I'd forgotten about it. Let's move on.
Okay.
Okay, why don't you go to bed?
All right, dear. Let you go to your next caller.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Hang on a second. I'm just gonna try something here. The number that's going to flash up on the screen, Sam, can you give it a call back? Because I haven't got much credit. I haven't got credit. I was in the jungle and I haven't got credit.
...that your provider's national rate. The call will be answered shortly. Thank you for holding.
That one. Give that a call. Give that guy a call back. Because I've got a feeling we're being sold a pup here. I've just got... little sneaky suspicion. Put me through. I'll put myself. Here we are. Yeah. Right.
Right.
Can you hear me?
Am I coming through? I've just got a little sneaky suspicion that we are being sold a pup here. And I'm being made to do a lot of work that I don't need to do. Hang on a second. Let me just go out into the offices.
Captain Boyle, get your ass in that studio right now. Have you been sat out here the whole time? We have been... worried sick about you. We've had tributes to you. We've had people suggesting you might be doing a painful poo. We had someone suggesting you might be masturbating. We had some people who are actually glad that you were gone. But
one of them was correct.
You have been dirty. I have carried this bloody show. Get in there now. You've been sat here the whole time. Sorry, Paul Ross. Get in that studio.
Don't touch that.
Get in that studio. Outrageous be. I'm so sorry, listeners. I just had a feeling. I just had a feeling we were being played. You've been sat there for 40 minutes just on your hairy ass.
Bank holiday.
Yeah, it's a bank holiday that we've got to work.
It's a bank holiday that we've got to work. Why are we doing this through the phone?
Why are we doing that?
my head is killing me. Got that migraine again. Feel like that. Whoa.
What's going on, man?
What the heck? I'm gonna be sick.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Here we go, Hurst!
Yeah, that ending silly. 03444991000. This is the radio show that Limmy will not be appearing on. Limmy will not be appearing on this show. And it has to say, Limmy's fans are furious with me. Furious with me. Here's the latest tweet from someone called John Ass. Don't know if that's their real name. It's an unusual surname. Ass. But I was taught never make fun of people's names.
Catherine Boyle on the bum.
Because it's not nice, because people can make fun of your name. Some people have strange names. Maybe Ass is a surname. John Ass says, shut up.
Oh.
If you're not going to properly arrange something, don't bitch when it falls through. Saying he should come on the show doesn't set a date and time. Then it calls me a winker. So I've replied that he told me he was definitely coming on, which he did. Limmy said definitely. I've got DMs. I can screenshot the DMs. He said he was definitely coming on. He's not coming on. I'm not. Listen, it's not. I don't make the rules. He's let me down. He's let you down, dear listener, but more importantly, he's let himself down. And that's fine. I don't know how he sleeps at night.
Well,
but he does.
He's big time now, isn't he?
Yeah, there we go. Once a boozer, always a boozer.
Oh,
that's
wow.
What I say. That's what I say. That's what I say. That's what I say. Not necessarily in connection with that, but that's certainly what I say. Good evening, dear listener. The late night alternative. I have no idea what day it is.
It's Tuesday.
Thank you.
And it's St. George's Day.
Happy St. George's. Happy St. George's Day. It's St. George's Day. And today we are celebrating the magic of St. George. Have you got your St. George's cross hanging out of your window? I hope so. Is it on the back of your car? I hope so. Happy St. George's Day. It's bloody marvellous. I bloody love St. George. I love the bugger. St. George. Happy St. George's Day. I kick a football. I kick a football for St. George. I play the darts in the boozer. I'm drinking a beer, go to the park. I smoke a vape machine. Happy St. George's. I have rice pudding for my dessert. Happy St. George's Day.
What did you have for your first fish and chips?
I had the fish and the chips. Then I have a rice pudding to celebrate St. George's Day. And then I go and tug one out to bloody Sam Fox.
Oh.
Britain, happy St. George's Day. Sam Fox boobies. Lindo Lasadi's boobies. Happy St. George's Day. Happy St. George's Day to everybody involved in that. Who cares?
Oh, but what about some... We also wait to Paddy's Day and St. Andrew's Day and the Welsh one, David. We don't do St. George's because it's political.
We don't do it because it's boring. And we don't really do St. Andrew's or St. David's either, because they're nothing. We do St. Patrick's because Guinness sponsor it. That's what, the only reason St. Patrick's Day is a thing is because Guinness went behind it. That's why Father Christmas is red, because of Coca-Cola. You get a drinks company behind it, you got a thing. St. George's Day, have a word with blooming PG Tips. Have a word with PG Tips. Get them to sponsor it. Or Skull. Or something. Get them to sponsor it. It's the only reason we do St. Patrick's Day is because Guinness got behind it. No one cares. We don't not do it because of political correctness. We don't not do St. George's Day because of the Muslims. We don't not do it because of Europe. We don't do it because it's boring and no one gives us stuff. Who cares? Who cares? Honestly, who cares about St. George's Day? No one. The people that think they care because they think they can't do certain things, like they think they can't fly the flag of St. George, which you can. Someone then finds a story from the Daily Mail about someone who was told to remove their flag of St. George because it offended the local Pakistani things. Well, then when you read the story a little bit more, you realise that it was actually too big and it's put up without planning permission and it's in a place that's actually dangerous. That's what those stories always are. It's like Winterval. Can't say Christmas because of them. You upset the Muslims. Call it Winterval. No, it's not. It's just some councillor. It's all bullshine. No one cares about St. George's Day, except for Tommy Robinson, who sat at home with a boner all day. All day! And he's painting the flag of St. George on his balls.
My family always celebrate on this day every single year.
Well, but in that case...
Do you know why?
I take back everything I just said. Go on.
Do you know why? It's my sister's birthday.
In that case,
it's Vic's Day.
Everything I took back, I'm pushing it back out there, and I'm pushing it even further onto the table of roulette, which is this show. Should we take a phone call?
Yeah.
Strong vibe tonight, very strong vibe. Let's go to Damo. Good evening, Damo.
Hey, good evening, Ian. Good evening, Kath.
Hello, Damo.
Strong vibe.
How we doing?
Very, very, very strong vibe.
Oh. Well, I'm glad to.
Seeping through the hole in the floor, Damo. Let's try and grab onto that vibe. What have you got for us?
Okay,
like quieting down my voice.
Quieting down your voice. Have you had a few drinks? Have you had a few drinks today for St. David?
St. David?
Yeah, because this guy's so drunk, he's been drinking for the wrong saint. That's how drunk this guy is.
In respect of St. David. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I wanted to phone you to say I love you and I love Kath.
Okay.
Thanks.
Is that it?
Kath has got the most beautiful telephone voice in the world.
Telephone voice. Interesting there, he said telephone voice. When have you spoken to Catherine on the telephone, Damo?
Well,
because she's on the radio. She's got horrible, what he's saying is, horrible radio voice, great telephone voice. Have you ever considered reception work?
She's got a wonderful radio voice.
Oh, Chamba drunk. How does that make you feel, Catherine?
At home.
No.
If I was single, I would marry her.
Well, hang on a minute.
My husband might have something to say about that.
Exactly. Thank you. And also, you sound disgusting. I wouldn't let my best mate marry you. I would be like who's the dirty little man? The pervert. The little man is a pervert. He's tiny.
What, the geezer off?
Little man. He's a dirty. He's a me too-er. What's his name? Hoffman. I would be like Hoffman at the end of Midnight Cowboy when he...
Yeah.
No, not Midnight Cowboy. The one with the lady, the old, oh, Mrs. Robinson. What's that one called?
The Graduate.
Yes. Don't marry him!
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The CD doesn't work. It may be a data CD. Can we do it on your computer tomorrow? Where I'll bring in my disk drive.
Well, what if it inseminates me?
Well, this is why I don't want to do it on mine. So we'll do it on your computer tomorrow. By the way, guys, we have had to fill in 133 membership cards because the merch sale has gone insane. 133 orders. 133. We've signed them all. We've numbered them all. Tomorrow, we are writing your names on them and then laminating them. And then they will be sent out, probably Thursday they're going to be sent out. This is, please don't order any more merch.
No.
Because it's just doing my nut in, if I'm completely honest. Also haven't got enough laminate wallets. Need to get a few more. So I saw something today that I never thought I'd see. I saw a woman mowing the lawn.
Yeah.
But with a difference.
Mm-hmm. With her teeth?
She had a robot lawnmower.
Nice.
So it's a little disc, like a little round thing.
Yeah, like the Hoovers you can get.
Yeah. But here's the thing, right? So it was mowing her lawn. This little thing. But she was following it.
Oh,
which
isn't that pointless?
Surely that defeats the point. And at one point it missed a bit, so she had to pick it up and put it back. No. That can't be right. Robots are meant to make things easier for
us.
That's
like having a dog and pooing on the lawn yourself.
I don't love mowing my lawn, actually. I hate it. But I enjoy it more. I hate it less than when I had a fly mower. All my life I've used a fly mower, right? And God, I've spent a bit of money. Not a lot, about 160 quid. Got a heavy lawnmower.
That's what I'm talking about. It's the
heavy lawnmower, not a tractor. Heavy lawnmower. It does do the stripes. I don't really care about the stripes, but it does do the stripes. But my stripes, have you seen, Catherine, are wonky.
Yeah.
They're like bends. It's like a rainbow, which is cool. But because with the fly mower, it's like you push it back, forward, backwards, trying to get it. This one, you just walk in a straight line. Boom, that's done. Turn it around, walk in a straight line. What would normally take me over an hour, I can do in 15 minutes. Sweet. It's incredible.
Nice action.
Absolutely.
When it comes to lawnmowers and irons, you want heaviness. It saves you work in the long run.
Hello, Chuck. Sorry, it's a bit noisy.
Just because you join me on the world exclusive, John Wayne.
Oh, it's Chuck Winkle, the news correspondent. Okay, Chuck, but it's very, very noisy, Chuck.
I'm afraid I'm in my car and I'm in hot pursuit.
You're in hot pursuit?
You can hear me?
Only very faintly.
I'm shouting my loudest.
I'm not going to get any of that.
Salam Malalani.
Salam Malalani. What are you doing? You're following Malala?
No, I am in Habesjout.
Habesjout?
Unexplained flying object.
A UFO? Okay, fine. Well, what is... tell us where you are and what you can see.
I intercepted it on Abraham Lincoln Way on the corner of Broad Street.
Okay, this is in America, yeah?
Just outside Atlanta, Mississippi.
Okay, yep.
It is what I can only describe as a cluster of lights flying through the sky.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm in half a shield of it, and I think it's very much going to be an alien.
Okay, how long have you been following it for?
I've been following it around about 1 hour, 34 minutes.
Is it not? Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is it the sun?
No, it's night time.
In America?
Yeah, over here in America, pitch black it is in the sky.
Well, then that is very mysterious, because it's nighttime over here in the UK. It should be daytime in America. So something very, very strange is going down, Chuck.
No, we're over on the East Coast.
Right, well, it's still daytime, mate. It's about 20 past five?
Yeah, it's where...
So something has happened, mate. Maybe you've lost a few hours or something has happened to you.
What I think has happened...
Yeah?
Is,
I'm looking forward to hearing this, yes?
I'm actually in Bristol. Bristol, United Kingdom.
Okay, thanks so much for your call there, Chuck. Okay. Can I ask you a question? Someone tried to raise this point on the James O'Brien show on LBC.
Go on.
And James refused to do it as a topic. Well, we do the topics on this show.
Is it What's Your Favourite Wine Gum?
We do the topics on this show that other stations and other hosts are too scared to touch.
Let's have it.
I'm going to write down a word, and I want your pronunciation of it. How would you pronounce that word?
I know there are two. And
O'Brien was too scared to do this.
I would say...
I know what I would say, but I also know what I think is right.
Diplodocus.
Yeah, I think Diplodocus is right.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I was a kid, someone read a book about Danny the Diplodocus.
Diplodocus. I have said for my whole life, I have said Diplodocus. And then about 4 or 5 years ago, it was pointed out to me, it's Diplodocus. Now, I mean, really. So this is tonight's show. We need to ascertain the correct way to pronounce Diplodocus, Diplodocus. O'Brien wouldn't touch it. He's too busy doing Brexit. All right, mate. Well, all right, you've not done that every single day for the past 5 years. We haven't done this one before. So we're doing it. 03444991000 is the telephone number for all you beautiful boys and girls out there. Diplodocus, Diplodocus. I'm going to do a chart and... Diplodocus, we're going to write on this side.
I mean, I would understand both. I just come down on...
Diplodocus on this side.
Diplodocus, it sounds more Greeky.
Okay, well, I'm going to put Diplodocus and one for Diplodocus. Okay. Let's go to Noel Taylor. Noel, how would you say Diplodocus or Diplodocus?
Diplodocus.
That's...
I don't even know what it means.
Okay, well, that's absolutely fine. It's one of the top 10 dinosaurs.
Yeah, one of the... it's more of an across dinosaur than an up and down one.
Yeah. Hope that helps.
Right. How are you? You okay?
Happy.
And Kath, are you okay?
I'm happy.
Great.
Okay, what can we do for you, Noel? What bullshine have you got for us this evening?
I've got more information on a paradise earth.
Okay, let's do it. Why the hell not? Why the hell not? Christos Aresti, right. Let's do it. Is there any Greek listeners? I've been puzzling. Is it Christos Aresti or Christos Anexi? Anesti? Anexi? I should have asked.
I don't know.
Christo. 03444991000. A lot of pronunciation questions this evening. It's going to be one of those shows, and I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait for it to start. It hasn't started technically yet. I mean, literally,
It's starting now.
Okay, well, I think it's finishing now. But away you go, sir.
I've completed a Paradise Earth, and...
Wait, is it a game?
I'm celebrating. Yeah, I know. The first time it was Paradise Earth in the deserts, Ian.
Right.
And now it's a Paradise Earth for the rest of the world as well.
John Ass has blocked me, by the way, guys.
Oh,
latest update. John
news.
Ass has blocked me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, these things happen.
So So a Paradise Earth will be mainly made by putting mirrors strategically...
That's easy for you to say.
...on the light side of the moon.
Put your teeth in properly and try again, mate. He's breaking them in for his grandma. Away you go, caller.
A Paradise Earth will be made by putting mirrors strategically...
Yo, one more try. If you mess up on this one, you're out. Away you go.
A Paradise Earth will be mainly made by putting mirrors strategically... on the light side of the moon, thus creating another sun. This would enable various nations to have a permanent summer, and most energy companies will cease to exist.
Hang on a minute. Sorry, can I stop you there, caller? Catherine, yeah, why are you showing me a mini spa?
Oh, just an advert just popped up. And
Catherine's
then
found a mini spa.
A blow-up hot tub.
Oh, it's blow-up hot tub. First of all, I don't want a hot tub. Secondly,
your boys,
I don't...
Your boys do.
No, my boys do, but I don't want to blow up one.
Look at them, they're happy in there.
I live in Leamington Spa.
How much? It's 50 quid. Reduced.
No, 349. It looked like it was 50 quid, but you save 50. Right. That's where
goodbye.
They get you. That's
goodbye.
Where they get
carry
you.
On, caller. Carry on, caller.
Also, there will be daylight constantly, apart from the night.
Yes.
Per month. Per month. Yeah.
Okay.
Apart from one night per month. Sorry, I read that wrong.
Yeah.
Black people would be the master race.
I feel like we've kind of... You're telling us...
No, this is new.
But none of... Just get to the new bit then, because nothing you've said so far is new. We know that black people are going to be the master race. So
God
just get to the new bit.
God would control the clouds as
told
usual.
Us that. You've told us that. Just get to the bit...
No, I haven't. No, I've never told you
well,
that.
Well, hang on a minute. Hang on. But if God is going to control the clouds as usual, then we knew that.
Yeah.
We knew that. We know God controls the clouds. So tell us the new...
That's essential to the invention, Ian.
It's not... Okay, again, just thinking up a crazy idea doesn't make it an invention. But carry on.
All right, so the mirrors will be put in certain areas of the moon.
Told us
so
that.
Yep.
So that nations such as Poland and Great Britain won't have winter.
I think you've told us this.
When are the hedgehogs going to sleep?
Before. Sorry?
When are the hedgehogs going to sleep?
Nature would adapt.
It's taken them thousands of years to get to this point, and you're going to change it overnight. I mean, you stick a couple of mirrors up, that's game over.
Yeah, you can't. Nature doesn't adapt. You know, there's a part in Alaska where they don't get nighttime for 6 years, and then you have like a month of pure nighttime. And the murder rate and the suicide rate and the bestiality rate in that area is higher than anywhere else in the world. You need nighttime. You need nighttime. As Neil Diamond once sang, thank the Lord for the nighttime.
You would in certain areas such as Abu Dhabi, places that are really...
Abu Dhabi.
Why?
Certain places that are really hot, they appreciate the night time. But my idea is very clever because, like I say, nations that don't want a winter, and why have night time anyway?
Well, so that you don't kill yourself or kill other people or have sex with an animal. That's why you need night time.
I like winter. I like wearing tights and boots. I like putting my scarf on. I like having different clothes on. I like coming in and having a hot bath. I like not being all sweaty. I like the winter. It's fun.
Listen, guys, as Neil Diamond once sang, here we go. Thank the Lord for the night time. Forget the day. A day of a baby, chase it away.
I
get a relaxation. It's time. Here we go. Hang on a second. Neil, hang on. Let's speak to Neil Diamond. Neil, why? Why do we need the nighttime? What's so special about it? What's it for?
Get a relaxation.
Right. I get relaxation and it's time to groove. So we need the night time, Noel, because as Neil says, we get a relaxation and it's a time to groove.
We need to groove,
Noel, so I'm afraid I'm out. 0344 499 1000, this is Talk Radio.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. New listening figures are out for the show. It's not good. Only 500 listeners.
Oh.
Only 500 listeners.
That's 10 more than last year.
Exactly. So I'm taking that as a benchmark. Only 500. Every one of you, I thank you. All 500, I should be coming round and knocking on your door and cleaning your windows. 0344 499 1000. Let's go to Andrew. Good evening, Andrew.
Ian, the answer is Diplodocus.
Going for Diplodocus. Okay. That's two for Diplodocus and two for Diplodocus.
Google pronunciation.
Oh, I'm
dear
afraid
me,
your
mate.
Vote, your vote doesn't count, Andrew. Your vote has been. Catherine, would you like to tell him why his vote is no longer valid?
Is it because I looked it up?
No. Try again. What was it that you said?
Let's have a look. Google pronunciation.
Hey! If only
Google
if,
what now?
If only there was a word pronunciations.
What?
No such word, Andrew.
Is there not?
No. Oh! You mean pronunciations.
Oh, I see. Touché.
Touché Turtle! At your Touché service, Turtle. Sir!
Brilliant show.
Do you know what? Yeah, I'm a generous guy. I'm going to keep your vote. Okay. Your vote stands, because I'm a good guy. I'm a great guy.
But just note to everyone who is fortunate enough to be listening now, because you'll stop embarrassing
the
yourselves.
The other 499. Although Andrew may not be a listener, so we just
can
don't
you
know.
File?
Oh, no, I am.
Can you file pronunciation along with mischievous?
Yes.
Okay, deal.
Words that don't exist.
Ian, I've got a question for you.
But Skellington and Chimbley do work. Oh, yes. Yes. Andrew. I'm sorry, Andrew. Yes. Go.
I took my 9-year-old to watch Shazam on the weekend based on your recommendation, and it was brilliant.
Oh, do you know what? He had absolutely a tone in his voice there, Catherine, that made me think he was going to ask for a refund. Did you hear that tone?
No, not at all. I didn't.
Did you? Oh, you the 9-year-old, remind me, it's a girl, isn't it?
Boy,
yeah. That's right. Well,
absolutely. He hasn't stopped talking about it since we came out.
Forget the boy. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, I did. I really did.
Oh, I'm so glad, mate. Honestly, I cannot rave about that movie enough. It's just.
No, I told. Yeah, sorry.
No, go on. I was just going to say, I just think it's perfect. The perfect mix of action, heartwarming. There were some bits that were scary. My boys were a little bit scared. Humour, superhero. It's just wonderful.
We went to see it this weekend. And I didn't realise, but I'd bought tickets. I thought the tickets were expensive. I'd bought tickets for this different way of showing films where it comes up the side walls as well.
Like IMAX.
I think it's called 2X or something.
Flippin' okay.
And it was kind of pointless, but at the same time, interesting.
Yeah. You dug it, though, Andrew.
Oh, yeah, it was great. And I told my little boy that I got the recommendation from you. And he said, oh, that guy on the radio, he said, ask him if there's going to be a sequel.
Well, I'm glad that... What's your son's name, if you don't mind sharing it? If you don't want to share it, that's...
William, and he's 9.
William, listen, that's a great question, William, and I can exclusively reveal on this show that there is a very, very high chance of a Shazam 2. There is also a very, very high chance of Shazam popping up in a future Justice League movie. These things...
Oh, that would be awesome.
These things are all very, very likely. I can't tell you how I know that, but I do know that. So
you're on the inside.
I'm on the inside. My showbiz.
One other quick thing I wanted to say is I'm very excited to have ordered a T-shirt.
Oh, which one did you go for?
Oh, I went for the black motorcycle club one.
I told
black
you, Catherine,
white.
That's the most popular one.
Well, everyone likes scooters.
Yeah, here we go. Okay, cool. Well, hopefully, you should. If all goes to plan, you're going to have that, and the card is going to come in the same package. You should have it all by the end of the week.
Okay, and may I suggest that if you want to push more people towards that website,
yes,
then at a risk of sounding like a pervert, a cat should definitely model more. With her, she put a photo on which drove me towards the website, let's say.
Okay. Just Kath should do the modelling, I can wear clothes and have a camera pointed at me.
It's not just about wearing them.
I can wear them.
It's the certain style that she's got, you see, which drives.
Okay, you're a sexist pig, yeah, Andrew. You're a dinosaur. Get out of here. We don't want any of that. He's a dinosaur. I'm sorry, Catherine. I'm so sorry, my love.
I had to work.
No. I'm so sorry, my love, that you were patronised there by that absolute pig. You are a beautiful bit of skirt, and to be spoken to like that, I think, is disrespectful. Because you, let me just say this, listeners, right? Don't disrespect my best mate, Catherine. Right? She is the best producer I've ever worked with in my life. And when I say that, I mean she makes a cracking cup of cough. Cracking cup of decaf cough. And this is running out, actually, Catherine. So please don't phone up with your sexist patriarchy. I'm good at this. Don't phone up with your sexist patriarchy. She's great, right? She's got a great rack. She makes a great cough. And she is my best buddy. So, wow. So guys, fellas, lads, just tone it down a little bit, all right? Because this one thinks as well. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Do we know what any of these people... Listen, what do you say? Because most other shows, right, you answer the phones for us, and you don't answer the phone for other shows. Because generally the producer answers the phone, because Catherine kind of hosts the show as well. She's in here, so you answer the phones. We thank you for that, because sometimes when we get people standing in, they're a bit... got to answer the phones as well, you know. Remember when Karen once called herself the producer?
Yeah, anyway, in my earshot.
Anyway.
She only did it the once.
Anyway, right, so thank you for answering the phones. But most shows, most radio shows, and this is for you as well, dear listener, when people phone in, they'll say, what's your name? Where are you calling from? What would you like to say to the presenter? Now, some shows, that'll be it. We'll try and call you back. That means you ain't going to get a call. Some shows will then try and nudge, will try and sharpen the end of your point to make it a bit... So you phone up and you say, well, I don't like that Swedish girl that's come over. Well, why don't you? What is it
that's
about?
That's really interesting. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Well, I'm telling her she's done it a lot. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, right. He's going to love that. Make tell you sure what, when you go on, say that straight away.
There you go. You see, but you're obviously not. What do you say when people phone in?
I literally just like, because there's obviously the name on my screen. If they phone before, I'll check that. That's their name. Like, hi, John. It's John. Yeah, yeah. It is great. I'll phone you back.
That's it.
But there are some people that will just go, yeah, I just want to tell Ian that this, this, and this. And I'm like, don't tell me.
And the people that phone up. We don't get many of them, but there are a few. The people that phone up... This is interesting, because this is a side of our show that I don't really know about. The people that phone up that don't want to come on air, do you get many of those? I don't want to go on air, but I just wanted
to
say...
There are a few. They always say that, can you just give Ian this message for me?
That's weird.
And what do you say?
That I say, sure, and I just don't.
Oh, right. I always say, no, I don't pass messages on.
Yeah, it's weird.
I used to, but then it's just then people, they'll just go off on one. So to actually get them to shut up quicker, I just say, yeah, sure.
It is weird. We had, last Friday's show was embarrassing for you. Thank you for putting up with it. It was an embarrassing show for everybody, but I did feel for you and John sat through there, because it was an uncomfortable show, because there was a lot of personal stuff that, you know, that came out.
Oh, the first half was all right.
The first hour was all right. I mean, everything was all right, but it was uncomfortable. And it was the first time ever I've looked through the glass, and both gentlemen just been looking up, been looking at me. And it was embarrassing, so thank you for that. But before that, there was a really nice call from a mate of mine, Tash, who I went out with for about 20 minutes when we were in the first year at university. My God. 27 years ago. Isn't that amazing to say I went out with someone almost 30 years ago? It's like granddad kind of talk. And I like Tash, and she's absolutely bonkers, but in a really lovely way. And she just kind of pops up in my life every couple of years, and I've got a lot of time for her. But she's nuts, right? You can say that categorically. She thought she would phone up and get a recorded message, an answer phone or something.
I don't know. And yeah, so as soon as I said that I was going to phone her back and she can have a chat with you, she's like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. I just want him to hear something. Like, okay.
And she phoned up because she'd seen what had been in the paper. Mum had told her what had been in the papers, and so she phoned up to say, hang in there, you know, you got this and all of that.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question. It's Interview Sam. No, I'm not going to ask you that question, because that question's unfair. Instead, we're going to go to Charles. Good evening, Charles.
Oh, how are you doing, Ian?
I'm very, very well, Charles. What have you got for us?
I was wondering if you're going to be doing any more songs.
Yes, God, I would love to do more songs, yes!
Oh, could I put a request in?
Oh, God, this is amazing! Oh, my God, it's a dream come true! Yes, you can! What would you like? What's your request?
I don't know if you heard Rick Astley's last album that he put out last year.
Whose last album?
Rick Astley.
No, I didn't hear it.
Oh, he's really good. So get one of those on. Maybe as you're going out with the ads next time.
Okay, fine. Would you like to give us a snatch of Astley now?
Yeah, well, I've been listening to his stuff for quite a while.
Yeah.
And I went to see him last year at the NEC.
He's a brilliant performer. He's a brilliant performer. He's a great talent, great voice.
He's opening for Take That at the moment.
Is he? Mm-hmm. Don't take that look haggard. Take That look absolutely battered. I saw a picture of the three of them.
I imagine it's tiring being
Take That. They looked like they've been caning it. I'm sure they haven't. But they look absolutely battered. Well, could you sing some for us, Charles?
I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure.
Okay, thanks for calling. If you're not going to play, get out of here. 0344 499. Oh, no, don't call us because you're here. Stay here for a bit because we've got a couple more calls. Hey. We'll be late for the ads.
It's fine,
it doesn't matter. No. Do you ever get told... You don't get told off for being late for the ads or anything?
No, I sometimes have to, like, jiggle things around, but this time I'm like, all, like, pre-recorded news, so it's not a big deal.
No one listens. No, they stopped doing when... Because Talk Sport and Virgin and Talk Sport 2 have now moved to the new building. Are we still supposed to be moving there the end of May?
Yeah.
Is that have we got a date?
I think so, yeah.
Thanks, boss. Thanks, Denny. Thanks for that.
I'll clear my drawer. Oh, hang on a minute. Yes. I've never had a drawer.
Because I'm guessing that if we're moving in, let's say, 4 weeks, we need, like, passes and stuff. We need to know...
Have you not got yours?
Have you?
Yeah, no, I have.
Have you?
Yeah, but I had to do something over there once.
How has he got... I think we haven't got a pass, have you?
No.
Clearly, the important people get them first.
Well, you guys are the important... I don't even know what floor we're on.
17.
How is this? Okay, so we're going over there. But for a while, the news was coming from there.
It is now.
But was it? And it, but for the, like, the first week, the news did a really awkward thing where they go, "Thanks, Ian," but it was but it was pre-recorded. I'm guessing because they would do it at 10 o'clock before I'd even started, and like 2 minutes after the adverts, you'd have two minutes.
I'm sure there might be new people. Yes,
yeah. Thanks, Ian. Here's the headlines.
Or they thought you were doing a talk up.
The standard people don't do that because they know that you don't.
Okay, thanks, Ian.
Talk into it.
Okay, all right. Well, let's... you can pick line two or line three, Sam.
Three.
Line three. That's Daniel. Good evening, Daniel.
Good evening, Leon.
Two.
Oh, Sam! Wow! I would listen to this guy's show.
He's learning.
He's cold. He's Nick Abbott when he was good. Yes, Daniel.
Oh, it's Iron Lee, isn't it?
Iron Man Lee was my nickname at school.
It's a difficult name. Yes. Yesterday was I got a bit upset because I didn't get any feedback and I couldn't listen to the show again online.
No, what feedback would you like?
I mean, if I said something you didn't like or something.
I liked everything, but we know it's not my opinion.
That... I think you did put music on the background, and I think that's a bit. Upsetting.
Music in the background is upsetting. Pourquoi? Yati?
Because then people cannot listen to what I'm saying.
Yes, they can. But you can... Here's the thing. You can hear music and people talking at the same time.
It's possible, but...
It's possible.
But on the radio, if it's just... This is talk radio. It's
yes.
not... To put music on.
Daniel, can I hand you over to my producer who is kind of in charge of these things? Catherine, yeah. Daniel's got a complaint. Over to you.
Yeah, I'm listening, Daniel. Go on.
No, it's just that if you put on talk radio, like LBC or talk radio, you should never put
have you got the handbook there? Because I don't have a copy of it. Could you read me a bit more?
Yeah, because
I've only been doing this for 20 years, so let's hear what you've got to say about how I produce this show.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, I know it is. It's fine. Thanks for phoning, Daniel.
It was my problem.
Yeah.
All right, Daniel, was there anything else you want to say? Have you got any motivational words for Sam? Inspire him.
What is Sam?
Wow, that's a philosophical question. What is Sam? Sam is a young man, slim, beautiful, young man.
Prime of his life.
Who just doesn't feel quite with it today, Daniel. He's the guy that would have answered the phone when you called up.
Okay, try to think about good things that happen in your life, like the best moments of your life.
You're telling Sam to do that, are you? Why don't you... Because he may not... Here's the thing. I don't know him that well. You might not have had any best moments in your life. So, Daniel, why don't you share the top three best moments from your life for Sam?
I would have to think about it.
OK, we can wait.
Have you got any music?
I listen to an online radio called Radio Paradise.
Paradise, yes, I know. OK. We want your top three moments, please, from your life for Sam to think about.
When I had in an exam, a national exam, I had 22 out of 20.
Yes, mate.
Hang on.
Sam?
I think there's a bit of cheating going on there, wasn't there?
20?
22.
Out of 20?
Yeah, because there was a problem in one of the questions, and I answered so well that they gave me two extra marks for my exam. And nice. It was a national exam. And I got 22 out of 20.
All right, well, that's incredible. All right, that's number three. What's the second best? That's the third best moment of your life, Daniel. What's the second best moment of your life?
Sex with my first girlfriend.
Okay, so that's...
Do you have a current girlfriend? Because I don't think she'd be very happy with that sentence.
You're married now. Oh,
I'm married now.
And the sex is a little bit dull. Okay,
I'm celibate.
Celebrate being celibate. Okay. All right. So that's number three. The best moments of your life was getting 22 out of 20 in a national exam. Number two was sex with your ex-girlfriend. And what was for Sam to cling on to, Daniel? What was the best number one moment of your life?
When I was 14 years old, I couldn't have a driving license because you only get driving license at 16 for a motorbike, you know. And my grandfather gave me a motorbike when I was 14 years old, and I could drive it without driving license.
Daniel, thank you for those powerful, moments. Sam, do you feel any better?
Oh, yeah. My life is now going to turn around from this moment.
So, Sam, I'm going to ask you, you have to use his examples. What was the third best moment in your life?
I think the highest I've ever scored on an exam is probably about 70-odd percent.
So. No, but you've got to use his examples, because your life is a failure.
Wait a minute. Are we saying that he's had sex with Daniel's ex-girlfriend?
Yes. We've taken the three best moments and transplanted that. So what was your third best moment in your life?
I scored 22 out of 20 on an exam.
Was it a national test?
It was, yeah.
Wow. What was the second best moment of your life?
Sex with Daniel's ex-girlfriend.
And Sam, I've never asked you this. I don't know why. It should be the first question you ask anybody. What was the best moment of your life?
Somehow being able to drive a motorbike even though I was too young.
That's tonight's phone-in. I want the three best moments of your life that we can hand over to Sam, please.
I also had sex with Daniel's ex-girlfriend.
And the best moment of my life was watching that. Let's go to Damo and then we'll have a break. Good evening, Damo.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Kat. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Damo sounds a bit more with it than yesterday.
Yeah, I'm phoning to apologise for phoning whilst intoxicated.
Listen, man, nothing to apologise for, right? It was just difficult to talk to you. But you sound a whole lot better.
Well, yeah, I feel a lot better. Well, I stayed in bed all morning.
Yeah, of course you did. It takes eight longer to recover the older you get.
Yeah, I had a stinking hangover, so... But yeah, no, I feel better.
Why are you doing it, man? Come on, because you sound like a nice guy. That guy at the start of the show, the guy yesterday, I didn't like him, but I like you.
Oh, mate, I apologise. That wasn't me.
I know.
I was out of character.
This is the thing, man. I don't know what you are. I'm a junkie, right? And I know that wasn't you that we were speaking to.
Yeah.
Like you. I like this guy.
Well, listen, I'm an addict. That's the problem. I'm an addict. In my 20s, I was a heroin addict.
Oh, blimey.
In my 30s, I was a smack addict.
Hey.
And now I'm in my 40s, I'm an alcoholic. So I've literally, like, replaced each thing with another.
Yeah.
And
that's what we do.
And I'm seeking guidance. I'm getting guidance.
Guidance?
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, hang in there, man, because you can do this. It's like it is. It's like whack-a-mole, right? You get one addiction down, another one pops up. You get that one down, yeah. Then two pop up. It's nuts, and I know it. I'm going through it at the moment.
Are we the same animal?
Oh, I don't know about that. We've probably got similar traits. Damo, you got this, man. You got this. Go to a meeting. Go and speak to a doctor. Go and see a priest. Go and see a therapist. Go and see whatever works for you, man. Don't go and see a dealer!
Reach out for helpers.
Reach out and touch me.
Yeah. All right. There's plenty of help out there. You just got
to... No. Don't. Don't you preach to everyone else. You talk to... Go and look in the mirror and say all this to yourself in the mirror. All right?
Yeah.
And hey, here we go. This is what we're going to do. What we're doing this tonight, what are the top three moments in your life, Damo?
Oh.
Please let number two be having sex with Daniel's girlfriend. What are the top three moments in your life?
Like everyone's top ten, at least.
She's a good woman.
I went on this crazy ride in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
It's on top of that tower.
Oh, no, not that ride. No. That ride is awful. Have you seen this?
No.
So it's a really tall tower. Then at the top, is it that ride where you sit in and it goes straight up like 200 feet and then drops you? No, mate. I've seen that. Nah. That was the...
I almost puked.
That was the...
My palms were sweating. My palms.
Did you actually do it, or were you just tripping at the time and you think you did it?
No, I actually did it, but I did not enjoy it.
No, man. Fairground rides are not fun. So that's number three. All right. What's the second best moment in your life?
The first time I ejaculated, I suppose.
We asked! It is, honestly, but can I just say something? Without getting too lavatorial, the first time, the first time is why I am a sex addict, because I'm trying to chase that.
Yeah.
I have never, this is something that I think most men will get, I've never felt anything so intense as that. I thought I was going to pass out.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Stop saying bum.
Hello, dear listener. The Late Night Alternative. We're dedicating tonight's show to Scott Balcony, who is printing thousands of T-shirts, totes, mugs, hats. I mean, we did the hard work. We laminated the cards, but he's doing all that. So tonight's show is dedicated to Scott Balcony, if he makes it through the night alive. 03444991000 is the phone number. It's a phone-in show. Catherine, would you like to explain the concept to the saps?
The concept is we can talk about whatever you want, OK? So it's not like the usual phone-in radio programme where they'll say, for this hour, we're going to be talking about... Oh, let's just pick something at random. Brexit.
Weather.
And then in the next hour, we'll be talking about immigration. And in the third hour... we'll be third hour, we'll be talking about everything you're frightened of. And then if you ring up and you're talking about the wrong topic, they'll fire you off. Nah, we can talk about whatever you fancy.
I just had a good idea when that song was playing, right? Because that was from, like, the 80s, 90s. We played some 80s, 90s and stuff. And in the 80s, particularly... bit of the 90s, we'd have known all of the pop songs, right? Because we'd have watched Top of the Pops, right? So why don't we get into pop? Like, we buy smash hits, and we watch... I know Top of the Pops isn't on. I know I'm slightly dating this. We need to watch whatever the pop show is for kids these days. Watch it. Really get into pop, so we know all the stuff. And it's not an ironic... Well, yes. Well, the new Liam Payne single is not as good as the other fella from the Harry Styles. We go in there and we know it. We go, this is a great song. Oh, I'm not so keen. We know
all
it.
Right.
It takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
But we could do it. It's getting to pop.
Something I've noticed, and I don't know whether we're looking through the old rose tinted.
Yes.
But the young people singing today are all miserable.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of kind of slowed down versions of songs that were perfectly all right before. So I'm going to have to shed my old ladiness and go, do you know what? It's their turn. Let's see what they got.
My favourite song at the moment is, oh, she's hot but a psycho, a little bit psych. Because I think that song is so politically incorrect. I love it. she says what we're not allowed to say anymore. That girl is hot, but she's a psychopath. She's a psycho. She's nuts. She'll have sex with you, and then she'll destroy you mentally. I like that. I like that. It's honesty. It's gutsy. I like that. So let's get into pop. If anyone can phone us up and educate us about pop, 03444991000. And not ironically, we get into it, we study it, we know the form, we write the lyrics down in our rough book. We get into it. Yeah?
Okay.
You up for it?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm hoping my radio might work again on my car soon. I'll be able to listen to something.
Have you taken it in to get it fixed?
Not yet, no.
That, to me, is hell. When my last car, when the radio died, hell.
It's too quiet, man.
Absolute hell. Hated it. There's a new Tim Heidecker Office Hours out, by the way, guys.
Okay.
So download.
Well, I've been listening. I've been putting my phone on speaker and listening like that. Like pathetic. In the olden days.
When you go on the motorway, you can't hear it very well, because I've done that in the past.
It's awful, isn't it?
It's awful.
I can't turn my fan on.
Sorry?
Because it drowns it out.
You what?
My fan.
In the car, my fan we. Let's go to Grumpy Chris.
Oh, charming.
Hello, Chris.
What do you mean, Grumpy Chris?
What could we mean?
I don't know what I was doing. I was being ironic.
I'm not grumpy.
No, you're not, Chris. You're one of the most enlightened, joyous spirits I've ever had the misfortune to speak to.
Ebullient.
Ebullient. Patty Boulay, I was going to say. Anyway, I saw recently parking a car in Windsor.
If you're talking about 80s music, no.
We are, Chris. Today. Yes.
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 I'll have you know, I took part in a pop quiz last week.
Oh yeah, did you get 22 out of 20?
Pardon?
Did you score 22 out of 20?
Oh, you're being obnoxious now.
No,
I'm not. I'm just doing a callback to a previous phone conversation we had. But
no,
never mind.
I had 11 out of 14.
Okay, so you didn't do very well.
Well, I won.
Well, OK, everyone else did worse than you, and you didn't do very well.
Yeah, well, it was an R&IB. You were speaking to somebody I was listening to last week, and you accused this person of not being blind.
I don't remember the conversation, but I don't believe he was blind.
Yeah, he said he'd seen something. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, that was... Oh, that was Roger. I don't believe Roger's blind. I think Roger's faking his blindness.
Well,
what do you think? Do you believe him?
Well, I'm in the same situation.
Be quiet. Be quiet for a second. Roger, I still accuse you of faking your blindness. Do you still...
I did not. I did not.
I was blind.
Chris, Roger, Chris just accused you of faking your blindness.
Terrible. Terrible. I'm not totally blind. So
oh, here we go.
Claim to be blind.
Now he starts rolling it back. Well done, Chris. We've got him. We'll come to you in a minute, Roger. Here's the thing. Here's what Roger doesn't know. Our team of producers and researchers from the Late Night Alternative with Ian and Kath have actually been following Roger for the last week with secret video cameras.
Look at these pictures.
Yep. Oh, well, he is driving a car. There he is buying...
He can't see you. What's going on?
He's driving a car. He's buying some normal books.
He's riding a pony.
He's buying a jazz mag. He's...
not a braille one.
He's putting a pound into those binoculars you get at the seaside. Why would he do that?
He's going into a door marked Peep Show.
Yes! Outrageous. So that guy's a fraud, and we've got the evidence, and we're going to out him, Roger Cook style.
Well, I don't think I'm a fraud. I just...
No, you're just dull. Huh?
What?
So, hello, Chris, the line's got a bit funny. You broke up for a second. What can we do for you?
Right, I was going to say the things I used to like doing.
Okay. Oh.
Three highlights of your life.
The three best moments of your life. But if you want to do the things you like doing...
You're going to say I'm boring now.
No, we will not judge anybody's three highlights.
Yes, you do.
No, we won't. We won't judge anybody's highlights.
Give us number three.
Tonight.
Playing Pac-Man in the 80s and getting thrown off
off it, and I was the best on Pac-Man, and they used to get me to go back to school.
You got tossed off Pac-Man?
Why? Did you?
You got tossed off Pac-Man?
I had the two shopkeepers.
Tossing you off?
Grabbed hold of me.
For being too good.
Pardon?
Waka 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 waka.
I worked it out. Yeah. I don't know how I did. I worked it out.
Yeah. Okay.
I did.
Number two?
There's patterns in those old games. That's the thing.
Yeah, of course it was, Ian.
There's patterns in those old games.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good. I like that.
Oh, bloody hell.
You know, I met the guy. I've interviewed the guy that made Pac-Man.
Really?
Yeah, I interviewed him. Yeah, very sweaty gentleman. They tell a story about how he
What do you mean, a sweaty gentleman?
He was a gentleman, and he sweated a lot.
A Japanese guy?
Yeah, I'm not being racist.
He sweat too.
He was a gentleman, and he was sweating a lot. I remember he was dripping with sweat when I interviewed him.
I did. Turn it.
Turn it up. Yeah, sure, no problem, Chris. There you go.
Now.
Okay. What was number two, Chris?
Number two is...
getting tossed off Galaxy?
Falling off a bridge.
Get tossed off Defender?
What? Falling off a bridge?
What?
Hi.
This is the best moments in your life. Number two is falling off a bridge.
Because it was the best moment of my life because I didn't bleed and hurt myself.
Well, the best moment of my life was just now then, because I didn't hurt myself. That's insane. So the number two best moment of your life is falling off a bridge and not hurting yourself.
Well, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Well, this I cannot wait.
That's like saying the best moment of my life is when I picked up a dog poo by accident and I washed it off.
Is the first best moment of your life having sex with Daniel's ex-girlfriend? Why don't you tell us what is the number one best moment in your life, Chris? Do you want a drum roll?
Go on then.
Oh, Jesus. All right,
No, I think the best. No. All right, then I'm going to.
Hang on, here we go. Right, here we go.
Oh, bloody hell.
No, here we go. We're going to do it. We're going to do it properly, all right? So, this, ladies and gentlemen, this is the moment you have all been waiting for.
Oh, shut up.
We are now about to hear the number one best moment. We all wait for the drums to finish. In Chris's life, wait for the drums to finish. Here we go. Wait for the drums to finish.
Cannot wait.
Wait for the drums to finish, Chris. Wait for the drums to finish. The number one best moment in Chris's life is... Building up tension, Chris. Building up tension. The number one moment in Chris's life was wait for the drums to finish.
I haven't got much time. Busy.
Just be patient, Chris. It's drama. Trust me. I've won awards for this rubbish. Just trust me. I know what I'm doing, okay?
You sure?
Don't shoot your load too soon.
Oi, I never have that. Oh, you're trying to find out.
number one moment in Chris's life. Not yet, Chris's. Don't tell us yet. Wait for the drums to finish.
I am.
I can wait.
Just wait. Just keep waiting, Chris. They'll finish in a second, I'm sure.
You sure?
They can't go on forever, can they?
That is some wrist action.
Thank you. But let's get back to the drummer.
It's like those little drummer boys.
Sorry?
On the phone there.
Yeah, the little drummer boys on the phone. Love those guys.
Yeah, I can play the drums. Cozy Powell.
Cozy Barrel?
Hi.
Cozy Barrel?
Cozy Powell.
Cozy Barrel.
Dance with the Devil. Who the hell is in Jamaica?
Oh.
Come on. Ian, please. Come on, you do. It's going to be good anyway.
Oh. Hang on a minute. I don't know how long this goes on for.
Shut up.
You shut up.
Bloody hell.
What's your language?
Sorry.
Thank you. You're welcome. Here we go. We're getting to the end now. The number one best moment in annoying Chris's life is... Wait for it, Chris. Wait for it.
I'm going to tell Steve Allen what you've been...
He doesn't take phone calls. He's a coward. He's a bilious old coward that fell over a grill he had on the floor. That's not weird, is it? Put some trousers on, Steve.
Hang on.
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, the number one moment in Chris's life is...
When I got married.
Thanks very much for your call, Chris. 0344 499 1000, this is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
0344 499 1000, we've got Roger, Nigel, we've got Joseph calling in. I like this. Three best moments of your life. I like this. Pete sent his in. Number three... interviewing Peter Capaldi while he was the doctor. There is something very magical about meeting one of the doctors while they're the doctor. There's still a certain magic afterwards, but while they're the doctor, there's something magical. They were filming Robots of Death. I remember the one with the golden masks. You'll know what it is, Pete. The one with the golden masks, robots. And so I was like five or six or seven. And I was in at the BBC where my dad used to work, and they used to have these little cafes in the BBC. They called them crash bars, and I'm there in strides Tom Baker in full Doctor Who outfit. The coat, in my head, I think he had the scarf on. He certainly had the hat on. And my dad went, hey, Tom, come and say hello to my lad. And he came over, and I'm sat there just like, because Tom Baker was a big man, and I was a little boy. Hello, little boy. Do you like watching Doctor Who?
Yeah.
Do you hide behind the sofa when you watch it because you're scared?
Yeah.
So do I.
Brilliant.
And then he said, I haven't got any jelly babies, but he gave me, you know, those little packs of sugar cubes, two sugar cubes. I have no jelly babies, but would you like two sugar cubes? Yes. Magic.
Did I tell you about when my friend Neil met him, who's substantially older than you were?
Yeah.
He was about 18, 19.
Yeah.
And he was at a station, and he looked over and thought, it was Tom Baker.
Yeah.
It's Tom Baker. I'm going to go and say something.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Mr. Baker. I just wanted to say, sorry to disturb you. I just wanted to say I'm a huge fan and I absolutely love your doctor. And he went, you're a student, aren't you? Well, yeah, yes, I am. Reached into his pocket, £5.
Oh,
yeah. Here, take this. You people are so very poor.
Oh, you've got to read that Tom Baker autobiography. There's no book.
Really, I started reading it and you can't not hear his voice. Yeah.
Really similar to Darth Limmy's book in its honesty, in its brutal honesty. It talks about trying to kill his mother-in-law, tried to murder his mother-in-law, his first wife. It's a long time since I've read it, but his first wife was incredibly abusive, like physically and mentally abusive, and he tried to kill his mother-in-law, but he was a monk for a while. And he's so honest. But there's also a great story about when he was kind of at the height of Doctor Who fame and the new series was starting and he was nowhere near a TV. So he just went, he was filming somewhere in the north or something. And he knocked on a door. He saw a couple of kids' bikes in the front garden. He knocked on the door and said, I see you have children. Would they be watching Doctor Who? Yeah, yeah. Would you mind if I came in and watched it? And he goes in and he sits at the back of the living room and the kids are there just watching Doctor Who. And then about halfway through it, they turn around and go, and Doctor Who is sat in their room. Imagine.
But they're all true. You believe it. He's not doing a blessed.
Do you know what? If he is doing a blessed, he does it so well, I don't care. I do believe it because he's nuts.
Yeah.
He is nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, properly. He's tried to kill himself. If he's not tried to kill himself, he's certainly contemplated suicide many
There's
times.
There's a part quite early on in the book, isn't there, where he's thinking about how he's going to do it.
Can't remember. It's so long since I've read it, but I can well believe it.
Yeah.
Some story. Anyway, so these are Pete's things. Interviewing Pete, number three, interviewing Peter Capaldi while he was the doctor. He wasn't my first incumbent doctor, that was Matt Smith. He's a young man. But that first time I met him, he had a presence. They do, the doctors have a presence while they're the doctor. I think of myself as firmly heterosexual, but if he'd asked me to go back to his room at that moment, I'm fairly sure I would have. Number two, winning an award for stand-up comedy. I like to bring it up as a joke, especially when I'm feeling insecure, but it was a big thing for me. Competitions are still largely arbitrary, but it still felt like validation I was doing something right. I get that. We've won awards for this. Doesn't mean anything, but actually it also means quite a lot. You know, all it is a bunch of people went, oh yeah, we think that's the best. How can you have the best? We joke about it being the best. How can you have the best radio show? You can't really. And I do think that in this industry, there's so much backslapping and all of that stuff, and it means nothing. But also means a lot at the same time, doesn't it?
It meant a lot. Yeah, it meant a lot to me.
The fact I've squandered potential in the last few years is something of great upset and regret for me. Oh, I'm sorry, man. But the fact that you've done it once means...
It's there.
If you want to go back to it. Or you want to nudge it in a different direction. And number one, this is great. This is what it's all about. Should we turn the computer off, Sam? Thank you, sorry. Number one, the highlight of Peter's life is getting the Ghostbusters fire station toy for Christmas as a child. It was an amazing toy. I loved it, literally, to pieces.
Oh, come on.
That's what he said. I'm just using...
That's Slimer.
He's slime. This is an impression of the Ghostbusters game on the ZX Spectrum. He slimed me. It would speak. He slimed me. Let me see if I can find it. Hang on a minute, Joseph. Say,
why does it sound like Frank Sidebottom?
He slimed me. Because that's speech wasn't very good on computers. It was a big thing. Maybe I can't find it on Spectrum. I can find it on C64. Hang on. He slimed me. Here we go. This is on the Commodore. Computer up.
He slimed me.
It's like Frank, actually.
Do it again. Do it again.
He slimed me.
Seriously, next time I've got to blow my nephew's nose, I'm using that one.
Hey, Joseph, how you doing?
Not bad, you know, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you, Joseph. We're having fun tonight, which is always good. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to phone up to have a quick conversation. Nothing really important, but you've got cats, don't you, Ian?
I've got three cats, an old lady velvet, 20, two little girls, Lucky and Mucky, who are 10 months old, and I went for a doze today, Joseph, this afternoon. I came downstairs. It was the weirdest thing. The two girls were in what I call the drawing room, and they were in different... There was just a weird vibe, right? It's like I caught them smoking or something. There was a weird vibe. And I said to them, What are you two up to? Something's not right here. They're looking at me.
They're in a funny mood this morning.
They were in a funny mood, but this afternoon I came, I said, what are you two up to? And I looked at them and they looked at me. Then I went in the kitchen and I heard them playing around. And I went in and Mucky was playing with a dead vole.
Wow.
Yeah, I think she's the one that caught it. She caught a vole and it was dead, and she would pick it up and throw it across the room and then go and get it and pick it up and throw it. And so I had to go and, with a lot of toilet paper, obviously, pick it up and put it in the bin. So, yes, I do have cats and they are now trained killers.
Was Lucky the one that got the robin?
Lucky is the one that got the robin and tried to get a second robin, and I think it was Mucky who caught the vole. She was the one that was playing with it, and Lucky didn't seem that bothered. So I think they are now both killers. And I don't normally let them out at night, and I've left the cat flap open. So I'm expecting owls, bats, all kinds of things, just dead.
A deer,
a fox, all dead. Why do you ask, Joseph? Are you a cat fan?
Yeah, I am. I've got a cat myself. It's called Batman.
There we go. Beautiful.
I came home today and I had my windows open because it was windy. I'm up in Glasgow. It was really windy today, but I had my windows open earlier on because I was roasting.
Yeah.
Nipped out to the shop and I came back. And do you ever get the feeling like your cat when they stare at you?
Yeah, of course, man.
They kind of, it's like they hate you, like they want to kill you, they eyeball you.
Well, I get on quite weird. Well with my girls at the moment, so I've not had the wanting to kill me, but I expect it will come at some point.
I went up to see him, and he had something in his mouth, or it looked like something in his mouth, and it was just dangling out the end of his mouth, and I couldn't figure out what it was. An hour, I was chasing him up and down the house for about an hour, and he dropped it out, and it was a wasp. He had a wasp by the wing in his mouth.
Flipping heck, man!
And I'm like... It had a stinger, so it didn't sting him. He wasn't hurt in any way, but he's just walking about with this wasp in his mouth. And I was like, where the hell did that come from?
That's insane.
I don't imagine that, because he's like the most timid cat in the world.
Yeah.
Like, he wouldn't even bat a fly, yeah. Usually.
Well, but you'd eat a wasp.
Yeah.
Weird. That's weird.
It's insane, because I was wondering, obviously, your story about the robins kind of made me think...
Yeah.
He would never do anything like that. No, he's so timid. But now seeing that, I'm like...
All will.
Do you think if I start letting him out, he's getting to that age.
Yeah.
He's just been neutered and stuff. If I let him out, is he going to bring home birds and rats and...
Yes.
Anything like that?
Yes, that's what they do. My Velvet, the old lady, she doesn't do it. She's too old to catch anything now. But I remember once, she came in through the cat flap when we lived in the flat. And she had, like you, there was just a little thing sticking out of the mouth. And I looked at her, I went, Velvet, what have you got in your mouth? It was like a little tiny stick. And she looked at me, and her mouth was all full. Like that. And she looked at me, I said, what have you got in your mouth? And it was incredible. She put her head down on the floor, and she opened her mouth, and a frog jumped out. And we had a long hallway in this flat, and I'm thinking, I'm not picking up a frog. So I went and got a saucepan, and I'm chasing a frog down the hallway, and every time I go to put the saucepan on top of it, it jumps out of the way, and I'm trying to catch this blooming frog. I've never seen that. And the thing is, we didn't live near water. I have no idea where she got it from.
It wasn't screaming. They screamed.
The frog
they?
Wasn't screaming. She made a moth. I was woken up by a moth screaming once, but not the frog. Joseph, it's the beginning. It's the beginning, I'm afraid. Get used to picking up dead creatures.
Well, I'll try. Well, thanks very much for the call, and thank you to both of you for having a great show. I love your news.
Hey, nice one, Joseph. Thank you, and good luck with the cat. Good luck with Batman. I hope it all works out. Let's go to benefits fraud. Roger, number 23. Hey, man, how you doing? Oh, hang on. Someone sent me. Nick has sent me the ZX Spectrum. He slimed me. Hang on. Here we go. Can we have the computer on, please, Sam? Let's have a listen to this. Here we go. Oh, let's get to the music. Can we get to the music? Music on the Spectrum was terrible.
Oh. And it would have taken you about half an hour to load it up on a tape.
There we go.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.